For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford more time to decide on the terms for her to testify about allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers getting drunk at a party. That's according to a tweet from Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa. President Trump told a rally in Missouri Friday night, "There's a lingering stench about what was being exposed at the Justice Department," and promised to get rid of it like he did at the FBI. Trump also made mention of his Supreme Court nominee.
"Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?" And I said, "We have to fight for him, not worry about the other side."
Christine Blasey Ford now has until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to a request to testify to the committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz took on his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke, in a feisty debate. The candidates debated O'Rourke's recent support for protesting the national anthem.
"Standing up not just for your rights, but everyone's rights in this country, there's nothing more American than that.
Everyone has a right to protest. You have a right to speak. But you could speak in a way that doesn't disrespect the flag, that doesn't disrespect the national anthem."
O'Rourke reminded the audience repeatedly that he's visited all 254 counties in Texas, while Cruz said representing the state is more about looking out for the best interests of Texans. An independent investigation has found the University of Maryland culpable in the death of Terrapins football player Jordan McNair. Dr. Rod Walters, a former college athletic trainer and sports medicine consultant, led the investigation and said trainers did not follow proper procedures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder is now free, thanks to three law students. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Valentino Dixon released from prison after serving 27 years behind bars in Erie County, New York. His release a result of work done by Georgetown University law students who re-examined his case as part of a prison reform project course. The students re-interviewed witnesses, finding prosecutors never revealed to Dixon's defense lawyer that a gunpowder test on Dixon's hands had come back negative.
"You know, I had my moments where I was bitter and angry and frustrated, you know, but I'm not upset with anybody right now. In fact, the people that put me here, I would give them a hug right now."
Dixon saying on the NBC Today show, "Being free is the greatest feeling in the world." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People in the Carolinas are still cleaning up after Hurricane Florence. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
1 week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the Tar Heel State continues to feel the effects of the monster storm.
"Some locations won't see rivers crest until late in the weekend, and flooding will continue well into next week. This means that lives are still at risk, and people need to stay alert for local evacuation orders."
The governor says about 3,700 people remain in shelters statewide. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.